This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Houston, we do not have a problem.
Sarah Webb, Joy Drive's astrophysicist.
Hello, Sarah Webb.
Hello.
Now, Sarah, before we get into this week's cosmic curiosities, a big congratulations to Rebecca Allen, who joins us here as well on Joy Drive. Tell us what's happened.
Yes, Rebecca Davis, our fabulous, she's Rebecca a superstar Davis. Of STEM. We do have two amazing Rebeccas. Both of them are incredible. Rebecca Davis is amazing. She works with James Webb Space Telescope images to look for things called outflows and inflows in galaxies. And she's just been named one of the Astronomical Society of Australia's prize winners for this year, just announced today. So we're exceptionally proud of her.
Well, congratulations, Rebecca. Now, let's talk about the first thing. It's an exciting discovery. Something from outside our solar system has just entered our neighbourhood.
It has. I knew that you would love this. It is not living, unfortunately. So, let me set the scene.
Okay.
Astronomers are looking at the sky about a week and a half ago, and they're looking at things that are moving, asteroids, looking for comets, anything like that, and they see this thing absolutely whizzing by, and they flag it because it is moving too fast. So, they investigate it and determine that this rock, whatever it is, whether it's an asteroid or a comet, must have come from outside of our solar system because it is traveling at 245,000 kilometers an hour.
Oh, wow.
Just insane speeds. And we still don't know really what it is or where it came from.
Where is it now?
So it is currently on an approach near Mars, so it will come a little bit closer to Mars than Mars is to us, and that will peak in around October, and then it will be on its merry way. It will whiz straight past the solar system, and out it goes.
So it won't come here to Earth?
No.
Oh,
I thought. Which we are exceptionally lucky for.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's 20 kilometres in size, and at the speeds that it's travelling, if it was to come near us, we would not be having a good time.
I was just thinking, because I've been watching Walking with Dinosaurs on ABC at the moment, and of course, you know, you see the asteroid, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, we don't want that happening, do we? But it's not going to happen yet.
Not yet. No, we're fine. We're fine for now.
But there's also a really good photo of from the International Space Station, Sarah. Tell us about that.
There is. For anyone who is not able to Google it right now, I encourage you to Google it when you can. Mm. It is a photo of a sprite. So this is an electrical event. We call it a transient type event. And it is beautiful. Imagine like a red kind of speckle above the Earth's atmosphere. Mm. And these things happen quite high up in the atmosphere above thunderstorms. And we think it's electrical charge that probably triggers them, but they're phenomenal. It's not quite lightning. It's not quite anything else. And we really haven't studied them in depth before because they're quite rare. And this photo is one of the best kind of images we've ever seen from the space station of one.
So is it like a big electrical discharge or something like that?
Yeah.
Like a thunderstorm?
Yes, that's exactly our best theory, is above a thunderstorm, you've got all of that electrical activity already happening, and that this is potentially just something slightly different, and it's triggering higher in the atmosphere.
So when we talk about, when you see these things, I'm assuming it doesn't happen for a long period of time. Is it just something that sort of happens and you're lucky that the camera caught it?
They can be quite short, and so it is one of those things where it's quite lucky that the camera caught it. You can almost think of it a little bit like lightning, where, you know, we can see lightning, but it's quite transient, and so you kind of have to be able to predict that maybe it's going to happen, and typically it's above those really stormy areas that you keep an eye out when you're in space.
Just on things, and we just spoke before about the interstellar visitor that's not going to come to Earth. No alien news? Has there been any alien news lately?
There's been no major alien news.
What would you say?
Sad to report.
I asked the newsreader before. I asked him what he would say. He didn't know what he'd say. What would you say if they landed and said, hey, Sarah, you've been watching us.
Oh, my goodness.
We've been watching you.
Oh, my God. I would probably run away and hide. I think we'd have to open with, hi, guys, we're not crazy. We do come in peace. Please don't take our planet.
Yeah.
Potentially. And is that, a good way to open.
And they may not. What if they go. Blah, 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 back. Let's move on to something else. Quiz in science. I love this. And we do have,
yes.
We have a show here on Tuesday, 6 p.m., Science Queries, which is a fantastic show. If anyone's listening tomorrow night, have a listen to that. But tell us about Quiz in Science. What's happening?
Oh, so Queers in Science is a fantastic group that we have in Australia that do all different types of events. And we've got an event coming up next week, which is a panel event, which includes all sorts of people, including Kat, who hosts that Queers in Science on the Tuesday, and the special guest, Katie Mack, so Dr. Katie Mack, who is the author of The End of Everything, which some people might have read her book, which is just a fabulous kind of experiment as to how the universe might end in all of the different ways that space and time can be really weird and quirky. And so that's happening next Wednesday at 5 p.m. And there's only limited amount of tickets. So if you are interested in going, give that a quick Google. Queer Astronomy, the Queers in Science panel featuring Dr. Katie Mack.
You know what I love about this, Sarah, is like when I did engineering and science, there was you couldn't be queer. You couldn't be out. And you know, no one would celebrate being queer. And I just think it's great that now we can talk about these things, we can be proud of it, and there's so much going on. It's really good.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think science, at least in the field that I'm in, I'm physics and astrophysics specifically, we really, really do celebrate everybody. And what makes us all wonderful is our unique kind of lives that we live. And we really celebrate people for who they are. And especially here in Australia, it's something we're exceptionally passionate about. So I'm really proud to be in a community that is so welcoming.
How are we? And we get to talk to yourself and Rebecca and, of course, Kat on a Tuesday here at 6 p.m. On Joy. How are we tracking in terms of attracting women to these careers?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question because we've got more women who are studying undergraduate degrees in science and technology, but we're not seeing it translate into people who are taking up those degrees in long term and the actual kind of engagement in employability, which is something I'm really fascinated in. Because there's a broken pipeline somewhere there, and it could be societal, it could be all sorts of things, but we are getting better at you know, making sure that we are opening up opportunities for every single person. And it really does start young as well. There's multiple studies that say that just having your young people exposed to all of the different people doing all of the different careers. So watching cartoons where they have, you know, different people doing different careers, regardless of gender or anything else, makes them more susceptible to thinking that anybody can do anything. And there's that famous experiment that they did decades ago of asking children to draw a firefighter or a police person or an astronaut. And what happens when they're young? They typically draw people who are a bit like them. And then when they're a little bit older and they've been exposed to more things, they typically draw, they tend to converge on an idea, and often it is white and it's male. But that fantastic study last year came out that said that those attitudes are changing in children, and more of them are able to see themselves in those careers, which is a wonderful thing.
I think that's fantastic. And I love the fact that you said as you've got to get in as early as you can. You know who inspired me? Beaker in the Muppets.
Oh my gosh, I love Beaker.
Yes. I love Beaker too.
That's such a specific thing.
Sarah, always good to chat with you.
That's so funny.
We'll talk to you next time. And also congratulations again to Rebecca on her award.
Yes. Good to chat to you.
Thanks, Sarah. Catch you next time. That's Dr. Sarah Webb from Swinburne University of Technology.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.